Now here's this nifty example where we have four processes labeled 0, 1, 2, 3. We have two numbers on each processor, so that says we define the buffer size of 2, and we just say we're going to send two elements from each processor. So if we do MPI broadcast, decast, from processor 2 as the root, the net result is that everybody gets 0 and 3, which is what processor 2 has. So that's what this is meant to be. So it says, if we do a broadcast from processor 2, everybody gets what processor 2 has. If we do the reduction operation, and the reduction operation has a flag telling it the nature of the reduction operation, which is again one of these magic headers in the header file. Here, so if we have the MPI underbar min at that flag, that says we want to take the minimum of the numbers. So what it's meant to do is look at the first number in each pair, which is 2, 5, 0, and 6, and we'll choose 0. It looks at the second number in each pair, 4, 7, 3, and 2. It chooses 2. Reduce would have to specify a target processor, which here is 0. That's what we set it as. And so that just stores 0, 2 in processor 0 and nothing in the other processors because we didn't do anything. If we used MPI or reduce with the same action, we'd get 0 and 2, the vector 0, 2 in every processor. If we did MPI reduce with the action sum, we would get 2 plus 5 plus 0 plus 6, which is meant to be 13. 4 plus 7 plus 3 plus 2, 16 in the second element. And if we have reduce as opposed to or reduce, the target processor here specified to be 1, have 13 comma 16. So we have some more examples on the next file.